请我们打开马太福音第一章。
Let's open, turn over to the Gospel Matthew, chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Gospel Matthew, chapter 1.
我们从二十节念到二十三节。
We're going to read from verse 20 to verse 23.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子。”你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来，就是神与我们同在。
From verse 20.But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All these took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
我们再翻到路加福音第一章。
Let's turn again Gospel Luke chapter 1.
35节。
Verse 35.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你。因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Verse 35, the angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
我们再翻到第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
我们从第八节念到第十五节。
Let's read from verses 8 to 15.
我们也许多念一点，念到二十节好。
Maybe we'll read on from onto verse 20.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕。”我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看，所成的事就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，也有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了，凡听见的人就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Chapter 2 from verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. Let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, for this little bit of time that you give us, that we're able to gather before you, we want to worship you for that.
我们实在向你承认，我们无法测透基督那个测不透的丰富。
We admit and confess to you that we're really not able to understand thoroughly the profound depth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们求圣灵帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
帮助讲的翻译的。
To help the one who's speaking and the interpreters.
更帮助我们每一个坐在你面前听的。
And help each and every one of us who's sitting in front of you to listen.
开我们的眼睛,
Open our eyes.
好让我们真能够看见我们的主,
so that we can truly see our Lord.
开我们的耳朵,
Open our ears.
让我们能够听见他,
that we can hear you.
我们如此等候仰望,
we wait and we look upon you.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这几天晚上的聚集,
These few days in the evening when we gather,
我们主要的负担就是雅各书里面的那一个小小的一句话。
Our true burden is the one phrase in the James, in the book of James.
我们的主耶稣基督,
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
荣耀,
glorious.
我们的主耶稣基督,
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
荣耀,
glorious.
我们实在盼望在神的恩典里面,
we truly hope that in the grace of God,
我们能够被神开启,
that we're able to be revealed by the Lord,
我们能够对我们的主有更多一点点的认识,
that we can know our Lord more,
因为我们的主实在是太丰富,
because our Lord is truly abundant,
就是在永世里,
in eternity,
我们恐怕也没有办法完全能够明白他的丰富。
We may not even entirely understand his abundance.
保罗一直有一个很深的祷告。
Paul has a very profound prayer.
在腓立比书里面。
In the book of Philippians.
他说,使我认识基督。
He said, make me know the Lord.
但愿这也是我们每一个弟兄姊妹心中的祷告。
May this be the prayer in each and every one of us here.
昨天晚上我们一起来思想了一下关于在万事以前的耶稣。Last
night we had an opportunity to come together and try to think and reflect on the pre-existing Christ.
今天晚上我们要一起来思想的是关于 the virgin birth of Jesus.
Tonight we're going to come together to reflect on the virgin birth of Jesus.
我们的主借着童女怀孕而降生,
Our Lord is conceived and was born through the Virgin Mary.
在圣经里面说,这叫做道成了肉身。
In the Bible, this is called the Word became flesh.
我不知道在您的教会里面怎么样。
I don't know what it is like in your church.
在很多比较尊重圣经的教会里面,
in a lot of churches that really that are more respectful of the Bible,
他们因为看见, 世界上教会里面庆祝圣诞节的这一个传统是不合圣经的。
Because they see that in the church in the world that they celebrate the festive of Christmas is not in accordance with the Bible.
结果造成了他们在讲台上就很少讲主耶稣基督降生这回事。
In the end, it caused them to avoid and they don't talk so much about the birth of Jesus and the prophet.
可是后来我去做了一点点的研究。
But in the end, I did a little bit of research.
我发觉不只是在这样子的教会里面很少讲主耶稣基督的诞生。
I discovered that not only in this kind of church, they talk very little about the birth of Christ.
就是在那些庆祝圣诞节的教会里面也很少讲主耶稣基督诞生真正的意义。
Even in the church that they celebrate the Christmas, they talk very little about the real significance of the birth of Christ.
也许每年到了大家都很热闹的时候一篇应景的信息而已。
Maybe it's just a message just to fit in with the time of the year just so that they can celebrate.
有一次有一个美国传道人。
One time there was an American minister, preacher.
他有负担。
He had a burden.
他就在教会里面他是本来计划讲十次的连续的信息。
He was planning to talk about ten continuous message.
讲关于主的诞生。
To talk about the birth of our Lord.
那么当然十次是不够的。
But of course, ten times is really not enough.
那就在他讲这个传讲信息的过程里面。
So during this time, the process when he was talking about the messages.
有一个弟兄就问他。
A brother asked him.
他说为什么我在教会十年没有听过这一方面的信息。
How is it that I've been in the church for 10 years and I've never heard a message like this?
这个美国弟兄他就去想了很久。
So this American brother thought a lot about it.
这一个问题我也想了很久。
And this question, this issue, I thought a lot about it too.
第一个借口。
The first excuse.
是我们说圣经里面可能这一方面经文的记载不是太多。
Maybe in the Bible, things, issues regarding this is not many.
我们传道的人应该是圣经多讲的，我们就多讲。
We preachers, you know, if the Bible talk a lot more about it, then we should talk more about it too.
圣经少讲的，我们也就少讲。
If the Bible talks less about it, then we should talk less about it too.
如果圣经不讲的，传道人就不应该讲。
And if the Bible doesn't talk about it, then the preacher should not even talk about it.
所以这个可以成为一个很好的理由。
That can become a very good reason.
可是当我们仔细的去看一看的时候，我们发觉不对啊。
But when we think, look carefully, then we discover that is not right.
哎呀，圣经里面讲到主诞生的经文多得不得了啊。
In the Bible, there's so many, many areas that they talk about the birth of our Lord.
不只是在旧约里面满了预言。
Not only in the Old Testament that there are a lot of prophecies about it.
哎呀，新约里面不知道有多少个经节讲到主神派他的儿子到地上来，讲到主道成肉身，许许多多这样子的经文。
In the New Testament, there's so many areas where they talk about the birth of Christ and about God, the Father sending His Son to the world.
我想也许不是因为经文太少。
So I really think that it's not because that there are very few verses about it.
那为什么呢？
Then why?
可能因为童女生子，这是太神奇的事情。
Maybe because a virgin giving birth to a son is something that is too amazing.
你知道现代的人啊？
Do you know that modern people?
都以为自己很懂科学的。
We all think that we know a lot about science.
然后就很自大。
And then we are very conceited.
就好像今天的报纸上有一个很大的新闻。
Just like the, in the news today, in the newspaper.
说科学家可以创造生命。
That says that scientists can create life.
好大的口气啊。
That is such a conceited saying.
所以我赶快仔细地看一下。
So that's why I read it very carefully.
搞了半天还是拿有生命的东西，里面放了一个人造的一些 DNA 的东西放进去，做了一个会 会自己再生自己的 virus。
So after I read it carefully, I discovered that in the end, actually, they have actually need something with life, and they put a DNA something that can reproduce itself into it, so that it will reproduce again.
这不叫从无生有。
That is not called creation from something from out of nothing.
他还是拿一个有生命的东西做基础。
He still has to have a base of something with life.
所以有时候我们觉得这个不科学。
So we think that that is unscientific.
现在是什么时代了？
So what kind of days and age that we are in?
所以在有一些所谓的新派的教会。
So in the so-called New Age kind of church,
liberal
church,
他们就所有圣经里面的神迹奇事都不太相信的。
They didn't believe any of the miracles or miraculous things in the Bible.
那么所以呢，当然这些东西就不讲了。
So of course they don't talk about this kind of thing.
但是我自己想一想。
But after I thought about it a bit,
为什么传道人不太喜欢讲这方面的题目呢？
How is it that preachers don't like to talk about this kind of subjects too much?
其实我相信有很多的传道人是真的相信圣经的。
I believe that a lot of preachers do believe in the Bible.
他们相信神迹的。
They do believe in the miracles.
那为什么不讲呢？
Then why don't they talk about it?
我就问我自己。
So I ask myself.
你为什么不讲呢？
Why don't you talk about it?
我想一想，因为太难了。
So I thought about it a little bit, then I think it's because it's too difficult.
不是讲这些事情难的，这个故事谁都会讲，小儿童主日学老师都会讲的。
It's not that this story itself is difficult to talk about. It's not difficult. Even the Sunday school teachers can talk about it.
问题是一个真正好的讲道的人呢。
But the problem is that a truly a good preacher.
你不是讲一个故事，讲一个事情而已。
You're not just talking about a story and a fact.
你看我们主耶稣也好。
Just look at our Lord Jesus.
或者是看你看使徒保罗也好。
Or maybe he's the disciple or the apostle Paul.
他们无论讲什么道理。
No matter what they talk about.
他们一定跟我们现实的生活有关系。
They actually always apply to our actual life.
那主的降生。
So the birth of our Lord.
借着童女降生。
The birth through the virgin.
跟我们有什么关系呢？
What relationship does it have with us?
所以有的时候我们就觉得这个很难讲，因为觉得没什么应用。
So sometimes we find that it's very difficult to preach because there's no real application there.
所以盼望今天晚上主帮助我们。
So I hope that tonight, the Lord will help us.
一般讲到。
General, commonly speaking, the preachers.
我们应该是先拿一段经文。
We should first take out, some scripture verses.
然后把这段经文的背景，这段经文里面到底讲些什么东西，仔细的把它解释清楚。
And then explain carefully the background of these verses and what it is talking about.
然后找出其中属灵的原则。
And then find out the spiritual principle of it.
然后最后来应用在我们每一个人的生活里面。
And then apply it on the life for each and every one of us.
但是今天晚上我想稍微改一下。
But tonight I want to change that a little bit.
我想先谈一谈为什么主耶稣是 virgin birth 这么重要。
I want to talk about why the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus is so important.
为什么道成肉身这件事情这么重要？
Why is the incarnation so important?
我想这个重要性至少有四方面。
I think that this importance has at least four aspects.
这一件事情会影响我们对着圣经的看法。
This issue will affect our point of view towards the Bible.
近几十年来
for the past several tens of years,
几乎所有的神学院
almost all seminaries,
对着圣经的权威性
towards the authority of the Bible,
对着圣经的无误
towards the accuracy of the Bible,
对着圣经的可靠
towards the reliability of the Bible,
表面上在福音派里面好像还没有松动。
Superficially and towards evangelistically, it seems that they did not relax at all.
但是当我们看他们所写的文章
But when we read the articles that they write,
你会发现
You will discover
越来越靠近不信派。
More and more towards the unbelieving.
这里讲到说这里不是这个意思。
When it talks about here, it said this is not really what it means.
那里是当时的风俗。
And that is because of the customs in those days.
这里是可能抄圣经的人抄错了。
It may be the copywriters, they made a mistake when they were copying it.
好像到一个地步。
It seems to an extent.
我们说圣经里面关于信仰关于道德的问题绝对没有问题。
We said that in the Bible about beliefs and moral issues, there's no problem at all.
但是圣经关于历史关于科学、哎、这个东西不要太去注意它。
The Bible, when it's talking about history and science, let's don't pay too much attention to it.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
圣经不是神话。
It's not a mythology.
圣经更不是只是有神的话。
It's not just words about God.
全本圣经都是神的话。
The whole Bible are the words of God.
如果我们真的相信全本圣经都是圣灵所启示的。
If we believe that the whole Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
那么圣经启示我们童女生子。
Then the Bible inspired and tells us that the virgin gave birth to a son.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要知道这是非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, then we should know that this is very important.
因为这个关系到我们相不相信全本的圣经。
Because this is in relation to whether we believe the entire Bible.
道成肉身也影响到我们对整个世界观的看法。
The incarnation also affects our point of view towards the world.
The worldview.
The worldview.
世界上所有的世界观最基本的分法可以分两大类。
In actual fact, the worldview can be separated in two main categories.
一大类叫做开放的，一大类叫做关闭的。
One is called liberal and the other
open and closed. 什么叫做关闭的世界观呢？
What is a closed worldview?
关闭的世界观就是整个的宇宙一切的东西无论是我们今天理解不理解总它都是看得见研究的摸到的给我们足够的时间总有一天我们可以把它搞清楚了。
The closed view is that everything in this universe, that everything, whether you can see or not, one day we can actually resolve it and understand it.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有看过有一个电视上的一个 series, 一个系列的一个影集是叫做the 宇宙 the cosmos.
I don't know whether brother or sister has seen a TV series that is called the cosmos.
那么这个 Carol Sagan 是不是 Carl Sagan 是 Carl Sagan 这一个人到了他最后里面说了一句话
This person Carl Sagan finally said one sentence.
这介绍整个宇宙什么来源啊讲到整个的这个星球啊他最后说什么呢
He introduced, finally he said, after he introduced everything about the source of the universe and about all the stars, what happened later?
他是用一个像先知一样的那种态度。
He used an attitude as a prophet, like a prophet.
用一个非常有感情的那种语气。
He used a tone like with very rich in emotions.
This is all that is.
就是这么多。
And this is all that will be.
And 以后也是只有这么多。
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个叫做封闭的系统。
This is called a closed system.
但是道成肉身。
But incarnation.
告诉我们什么
?Tells us what?
在人可以看得见人可以理解的人可以碰到的人可以所有可以思想之外。
Apart from outside of what man can see, can touch, can understand.
完全 beyond our imagination.
It's totally beyond our imagination.
在那个之外
It's apart from outside of it.
有一位神
There is a God.
而这一位神他穿越时空到了我们的宇宙里面来
And this God transcends time and dimension and comes to us.
道成肉身
Incarnation.
告诉我们说宇宙是开放的
Tells us that the universe is open.
因为在外面还有神。
Because outside of it there is a God.
道成肉身。
Incarnation.
更重要的。
Is more important.
是要帮助我们认识基督。
To help us to know Christ.
你知道在历史上。
Do you know that in history?
一直到今天。
Until today.
耶稣的身位。
The measurement of Jesus.
The personality
of Jesus.
一直受到许多的攻击
had been attacked over and over again.
在第一个世纪的教会
in the first century church,
他们就面临很大的攻击
they encounter great attacks.
因为那个时候有一个思想
because there was a thinking, a thought then.
就是属灵的东西是良善的
that spiritual things are good.
属物质的东西是邪恶的
material things are evil.
那么身体因为是属物质的
Because the body belongs to material things
所以身体是邪恶的
So the body is evil
他们不能够接受这一位良善的神可以有一个属不邪恶的身体
They cannot accept the fact that this good kind God can have an evil body
恶者几千年来一直要做一件事情就是如果他不能够让人完全不信神
This evil one has been, over the several thousand years, he's been trying to do to make people not believe in God.
他至少要让人把耶稣跟基督分开。
But at least he will try to separate men from Jesus Christ.
他们那个时候一个理论。
They have a theory then.
就是说耶稣是耶稣，基督是基督。
They say that Jesus is Jesus, Christ is Christ.
耶稣是一个活在历史里面的一个人。
Jesus is a man that lived in history.
基督那个是神在永远里面的计划，神在里面永远的应许。
Christ is the eternal plan in God's eternal plan and promise.
那怎么解释耶稣基督呢
？So how do you explain Jesus Christ?
他说，耶稣在受洗的时候，鸽子降在他身上的时候，就是基督的灵降到耶稣身上了。
They said that when Jesus was baptized, the dove came onto him, so therefore the Holy Christ came onto Jesus.
到了他钉十字架的时候，基督的灵就走了。
So when he was crucified, the spirit of Christ left.
因为神怎么能够死呢
Because how can God die?
这样的异端
That kind of cult.
一直到今天没有停止
Until today, it's still not stopping.
现在在美国这几差不多快二十年来
In America, it's almost 20 years now.
特别你们的孩子如果去念大学
Especially your kids if they go to university.
一定要叫他们注意要一定要注意有一个有一个一个叫做Jesus Seminar.
You have to tell them to pay attention to there's an organization called Jesus Seminar.
啊这些是都是全美国这些大学教授最有头脑的人。
These are the professors of all America, those with the brains.
啊，这些很有名的神学家。
These very famous seminaries are theologians.
他们的目的是什么呢
？What are their goals?
他们的目的就是告诉我们的孩子。
Their goal is to tell our children.
历史上的那个耶稣啊。
The historical Jesus.
跟你所信的耶稣。
Comparing to the Jesus that you believe in,
跟圣经里面所记载的耶稣啊
，and the Jesus that's recorded in the Bible，
啊，完全不一样的
，it's entirely different。
所以他可以告诉你，圣经里面这段话，圣经说是耶稣讲的，其实不是了，因为耶稣的那个他的那个讲话的口气不是这个样子的。
So they'll tell you what is in the Bible that says Jesus said this is not really said by Jesus because Jesus' tone is actually not like that。
他们受着魔鬼的利用
，they're used by the devil。
要让我们把历史上的耶稣跟这一位死而复活的基督分开。
They want us to separate the Jesus in history and to resurrected Christ to separate them.
但是道成肉身。
But incarnation.
这一位万世以前就在的耶稣。
This pre-existed Jesus.
成了肉身。
Became flesh.
就让我们知道历史上的耶稣。
It shows that, let us know that the Jesus in history
跟我们所信的死而复活的基督
and to compare it to the resurrected Jesus that we believe cannot be separated.
如果耶稣不是永恒的那一位基督
If Jesus is not that eternal Christ
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters
约翰福音就是世界上最大的一本亵渎神的书
Then the Gospel of John is the greatest book that is blasphemized Christ.
约翰一书
In First John.
第四章第二节
In chapter 4, verse 2.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。
The spirit that verse 2.Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
如果他不认呢?
But if it does not,
他就不是出于神了。
Then it's not from God.
道成肉身。
The incarnation.
也能够帮助我们对我们自己有多一分的认识。
Can help us to know ourselves more.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天在各地的聚会里面
Today in all the gatherings everywhere
不管是几十个人小小的聚集
Whether it's just a small gathering with a few tens of people
或者是几百个几千个人的大型的聚集
Or it's the big gatherings with hundreds and thousands of people
你只要到那个聚会中间
As soon as you go to that gathering
如果你跟弟兄姊妹稍微熟一点
If you get to know the brothers and sisters there a little bit,
我可以保证你一件事
I can guarantee you one thing.
你会听到许许多多的麻烦
You will hear a lot of troubles amongst them.
神给我机会到很多不同的教会讲道
God gave me a lot of opportunity to go to different churches to preach.
我到现在还没有去过一个教会没有麻烦的
Until now, I still haven't been to a church that has no troubles at all.
为什么有这么多麻烦呢
Why do we have so much problems and troubles?
是因为神的儿女对着自己的认识不够。
That is because the children of God do not know themselves well enough.
我们以自我为中心。
We are self-centered.
我们的自私。
We are selfish.
我们的骄傲。
We are proud.
我们的野心。
We are ambitious.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一些东西。
These things.
当我们拿着为主工作的招牌之下
When we hold up the banner that said we are working for the Lord
是给神家里带来莫大的伤害
is to bring a lot of harm to the house of God
而唯有当我们认识了道成肉身这个真理的时候
is only when we know the truth of the incarnation
我们才能够看见这一位从永远到永远
That's when we can see this God from everlasting from everlasting to everlasting.
这一位耶稣
This Jesus.
满有一切荣耀的耶稣
That's the glorious Jesus.
他居然肯把一切都放下来
He's willing to give up everything.
只有我们看清楚这一点
Only we have to see this point clearly.
我们才有可能
That's when we can.
对付我们的自己
To deal with ourselves.
虽然主耶稣讲得很清楚
Although our Lord Jesus said it very clearly
若有人要跟从我
If anyone is to follow me
就当舍己
He should deny himself
很多弟兄姊妹都会讲
A lot of brothers and sisters can say this
会背
They even memorize it
但是在我们的生活里面我们就是不会舍己
But in our actual lives we're not able to deny ourselves
除非我们看见道成肉身
Unless we see the incarnation
Incarnation 我们没有办法舍己
We are not able to deny ourselves
我们现在就试试看
Now we're going to try
从圣经里面记载着主耶稣借着童女玛利亚降生的这几节经节
From the few verses in the Bible that is recorded about the birth of Jesus through the virgin birth of Jesus
到底我们可以学一些什么重要的功课
What important lesson can we learn from it?
在路加福音那里
In the Gospel Luke
第二章
Chapter 2
天使向牧羊人显现
The angels appear to the shepherds
说不要怕
Said, do not be afraid.
我报给你们一个大喜的信息。
I bring you good news of great joy.
是关乎万民的。
That will be for all the people.
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
这一段的圣经。
These are these verses here.
我们当然今天晚上没有时间好好的来读它。
Because tonight we don't have enough time to study it.
为什么神要报这样一个大好的消息却选了这么少的人
Why is it that God wants to give us such a good news but that you give it to so few people?
今天我们要出去报佳音我们是哪里人多找哪里是吧
So today when we want to go and report the good news we will find the most crowded area, right?
为什么要在旷野
Why is it in the wilderness?
为什么只像这么少的几个牧羊人？
Why only to a few shepherds?
应该到耶路撒冷。
Maybe they should go to the Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
那一群牧羊人，
The group of shepherds there,
世人是看不起他们的。
People despise, the worldly people would despise them.
他们没有钱，
They are poor,
没有地位，
They have no position,
没有任何的身份。
They have no real position in the world.
他们没有受过什么了不起的教育。
They have no real education.
但是天使却向他们显现。
But the angels appear to them.
天使报给他们的信息叫做大喜的信息。
The news that the angel gave to them is called the good news of great joy.
大喜啊。
It's great joy.
我们今天读到这个，我们不觉得稀奇。
Today when we're reading these verses, we don't feel that it's amazing.
但是那些牧羊人，他们听到这个消息，他们是很稀奇啊。
But these shepherds, when they heard this news, they were very amazed.
在那个时代。
In that generation.
以色列的百姓所期待的是弥赛亚。
The Israelite people, they were actually expecting the Lord Jesus.
Messiah. 他们所期待的是一位可以拯救他们，是可以帮助他们，是可以恩待他们的。
They were expecting a Messiah that can be gracious and kind to them.
可以带领他们把罗马人赶走。
Who can lead them to chase the Romans out of their country.
是可以让他们能够复强。
So that they can be revived.
但是这个大喜的信息说，
But the good news of the great joy here says,
是救主
is the Savior,
就是主基督
the Lord Christ,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主
Lord, the Lord,
主
the Lord,
哎呀这个字啊
this word,
怎么会是大喜呢
how can it be a great joy?
对着当时的人来讲，如果说我现在给你一个主，
To the people of those days, if you say to them that I'll give you a Lord,
不是大喜的信息，
it's not a good news of great joy,
是个大倒霉的信息，
it's a great news, it's a news of distress.
知不知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为那个时候有奴隶。
Because in those days they have slaves.
在奴隶制度之下，
under a slavery system,
如果有一天你有一个 master,
If one day you have a master,
什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
你是什么了?
What are you then?
变成奴隶了。
You become a slave.
这个大喜的消息。
So is that a great good news of great joy?
这个大大倒霉的消息了。
So it's a great news of distress.
天使所报的。
So what the angels reported to them,
那个中心
The focal point
是说主基督，不只是救主。
It said the Lord Christ, not just the Savior.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们对着主耶稣的认识
Today, to our knowing of the Lord Jesus,
我们真的认识他是主吗？
Do we truly know him as the Lord?
我们真的知道他跟我们中间的关系是什么吗？
Do we truly understand the relationship between him and us?
到底是他听我们的还是我们听他的？
In reality, is he the one who's listening to us or are we listening to him?
你有没有祷告的时候主耶稣不听的？
Have you ever prayed and the Lord Jesus did not listen to you?
有没有？
Have you ever?
有没有很拼命的祷告然后主耶稣不听的
Have you ever prayed desperately and the Lord Jesus did not answer, did not listen?
有没有
Have you ever?
有哈
Right?
一定都有你没有那么属灵嘛
You're not that spiritual, are you?
哎不听的时候我们里面怎么样
So we didn't listen to you, how do we feel inside?
怎么样
How do you feel inside?
没办法咯
Well, there's nothing I can do.
气死了。
So I'm really upset.
有没有到一个地步气得不跟他讲话的？
Have you come to a state where you're so upset that you don't talk to him at all?
有没有？
Have you ever been like that?
你们都没有这样的软弱过啊？
You mean you've not been weak like that before?
弟兄姊妹
Oh, brothers and sisters.
是他要听我们的
He's the one who has to listen to us.
还是我们要听他的
Or do we have to listen to him?
道成肉身
The incarnation.
之所以成为大喜的信息
That it become a good news of great joy.
是因为耶稣成为我们的主
Because Jesus has become our Lord.
以至于我们的生命不需要自己再做主。
So that we don't have to be our own Lord in our life.
我们可以完全的信靠他。
We can entirely trust in him.
让他掌管我们的一切。
Let him take charge of our everything.
这真是大喜的信息。
That truly is good news of great joy.
什么叫福音?
What is gospel?
好消息。
That is good news, right?
这个好消息说什么?
What does this good news say?
好消息就是告诉你，你可以有一个主。
The good news is telling you that you can have a Lord.
你可以做奴隶了。
You can be a slave.
弟兄姊妹，明白没有
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
除非你认识这一点。
Unless you understand this point.
福音对你不是好消息。
Then the gospel is not good news to you.
一个人不信主。
A person who does not believe in the Lord.
至少他可以享受最终之乐。
At least he can enjoy the pleasure of sins.
Amen.
Do you agree to that?
是不是?
Right?
放放心心的犯罪。
You can relax yourself and go and sin.
将来欢欢喜喜的下地狱。
And then joyfully you will go to hell one day.
哎，你信了耶稣了。
But after you believe in Jesus.
如果耶稣不是你的主。
If Jesus is not your Lord.
你会不会犯罪?
Would you sin?
会不会
Will you?
都是圣人啊。
Are you all saints?
会不会
Would you sin?
会。
You will.
请问你犯罪还可不可以快快乐乐
So when you sin, can you be happy about it, you think?
没办法啦。
You can't do that anymore.
你信了耶稣以后圣灵在那边管你啊。
Because after you believe in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit is there supervising you.
所以最终之乐你还有没有了
So do you still have the pleasure of sins, you think?
没了
No more.
连犯罪的乐趣都没有了
Because you don't even have that pleasure when you're sinning.
但是如果耶稣基督不是你的主
But if the Lord Jesus is not your Lord,
你想在主里面一切丰盛的生命你有没有份呢
Do you think you have a share in the abundance of life in Jesus?
也没有
You don't have that either.
那叫两面不是人
That means you have nothing on the other way.
所以弟兄姊妹啊
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
如果我们信主开始
If we start from believing in the Lord
我们没搞清楚这一点
If we have not clarified this point
哎呀这个大喜的信息可能是一个大祸因哦
Then this great good news or great joy will become a great woe to you
除非耶稣基督是我们生命的主
Unless the Lord Jesus is the Lord of our life
他的降生对我们来讲不是一个大喜的信息
His birth would not mean a good news to us.
第二方面我们来看
Secondly, let's look at it this way.
耶稣基督降生的这件事情
The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ
在马太福音和路加福音里面
In the Gospel Matthew and Luke
都提到很多很多关于说正如经上所记
And it has mentioned many, many times as written in the scripture.
因为耶稣基督的降生
Because the birth of Lord Jesus Christ
是在旧约里面已经有许多许多的预言事先就已经说定了
Because there were a lot of prophecies in the Old Testament has already talked about it.
那为什么这些预言这么重要呢
Why are these prophecies so important?
因为这些预言让我们无可推诿的知道耶稣真的是弥赛亚。
Because these prophecies let us have no excuse of knowing that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
在耶稣基督降生之前
Before the birth of Lord Jesus Christ
那几十年里面
Over those scores of years
不知道有多少个人起来说我是弥赛亚我是弥赛亚
There were so many people who come up to say that they are Messiahs.
但是过不了多久都给罗马军队抓去不是砍头的砍头不然就是钉十字架。
But after a short while, they were arrested by the Roman soldiers. Either they were crucified or they were beheaded.
等耶稣出来传道的时候
When Jesus came to preach
耶稣没有说我是弥赛亚我是弥赛亚你们来跟从我
Jesus did not say that I'm the Messiah come and follow me
但是人们越看他越像
But the people the more they look at him the more they realize that he is
所以很多人愿意跟随他
So a lot of people wanted to follow him
但是呢另外一方面他好像又不像
But on the other hand they think that maybe he's not the Messiah
哎呀他们很挣扎
So they had a struggle
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
怎么知道耶稣就是呢
How do you know that Jesus is?
那是因为旧约有许许多多的记载
Because there are a lot of recordings in the Old Testament
许多的预言
A lot of prophecies
关于耶稣的降生
Regarding the birth of Jesus
特别是我们昨天晚上念的那个弥迦书
Especially in the book of Micah that we read about last night
以赛亚书那更不知道多少了
In the book of Isaiah, there are even more prophecies
那么在记载耶稣基督降生的这件事上
So in the recordings about the birth of Jesus
马太福音跟路加福音分别记载了两个家谱
And in the book Gospel of Matthew and Luke They have separately recorded two genealogies
哎呀这两个家谱在教会的历史上那真给圣经学者找了不少事情做
So these genealogies, two genealogies really give a lot of problem to the biblical scholars
你们如果从来没有读过
If you have never read it before
你也不去管它
You don't care
反正你知道那些名字有的你念都念不出来的
Because you know that these names sometimes you can't even pronounce them
所以看的时候就跳过去了
So when you read up to that area you just skip it
至少还有一个好处
At least there's one good point about it
你的信心不会动摇
Because your faith will not be shaken
你要不小心去念神学的话
If you're not careful, you go and study in the seminary
你麻烦了
Then you have a lot of problems
他就告诉你了
Then they will tell you
你看一看
Read these
哎呀这里面多少地方都不对的
You can see several areas in that they are not correct
哎呀很多地方都矛盾啊
They are conflicting each other
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
请你记住一件事
Please remember one thing
圣经是神的话
The Bible is the word of God
所有圣经里面看起来矛盾不对的地方
all those seemingly conflicting areas in the Bible
绝对不会是圣经有错
They're absolutely not because they are errors in the Bible
那如果圣经没有错那怎么办呢
So if the Bible is not in error So what do we do?
那就是我们看不懂
So that is because we don't understand it
听明白没有
Do you understand?
有一些我们可以经过别人的帮助我们现在懂了
Some things There are things that we can Through others' help We can now understand
有一些可能要将来见主面我们才懂
But there are areas Where we may have to wait Until we see the Lord in the future To understand it
但是当我在准备的时候
But when I was preparing it
我突然发现这两个家谱实在是一个非常好的证据证明耶稣是弥赛亚
But I suddenly discovered that this is a real good proof to prove that Jesus is the Messiah.
哎呀，真是稀奇啊
That is so amazing.
这两个家谱
These two genealogies
在马太里面
In the Gospel of Matthew
它让我们看到它是讲到大卫的子孙
It talks about the descendants of David
亚伯拉罕的后裔
Abraham's descendants
你知道这两句话不简单啊
You know that these are not simple or sayings.
因为这两句话都是旧约里面神的预言呐、啊。
Because these are all the prophecies in the Old Testament from God.
一个是在撒母耳记下第七章啊。
One is in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
神应许大卫啊。
God promised David.
他要有一个将来有一个子孙呐、啊。
That he will have an offspring.
要坐在宝座上。
That will sit on the throne.
他的宝座是要直到永永远远的。
And his throne will be everlasting.
那个是弥赛亚的预言、啊、
That is a prophecy of the Messiah
那神向亚伯拉罕的应许
And that is God's promise to Abraham
说、so, 万国都要因你一个后代蒙福啊
And he says that all nations will be blessed through that one offspring of yours
Seed
One seed yours
哎呀保罗帮我们看出来啊
Paul saw that for us
说、so, 那个是单数的
That is a singular word.
指着弥赛亚。
It's pointing to the Messiah.
如果我们把这两个家谱放在一起研究一下。
So if you put these two genealogies together, to study,
我发觉中间有一些地方实在是有矛盾。
So, but you discover that there are actually some conflicts in there.
譬如说吧。
For example,
在路加福音里面。
In the Gospel of Luke.
请问你约瑟的爸爸叫什么名字？
Let me ask you, what is the name of Joseph's father?
西里。
He's called Heli.
请问在马太福音里面？
But let me ask you that, in the Gospel of Matthew,
约瑟的爸爸叫什么名字？
What is the name of Joseph's father?
雅各。
He's called Jacob.
一个人可以有两个爸爸吗？
Can a person have two fathers?
所以不信的人当然讲乱写乱写。
So those non-believers, they will say, oh, they're just writing it, scribbling it.
那不只是约瑟有问题啊。
Not even Joseph has a problem.
你们知道还有一个人的问题也很大。
You know that there's another person who has a big problem.
就是有一个人名字叫做撒拉铁。
There is a person that's called Shealtiel.
在路加福音里面他是尼利的儿子。
In the Gospel of Luke, he's the son of Neri.
在马太福音里面，他是耶哥尼亚的儿子。
In the Gospel of Matthew, he's the son of Jechoniah.
这也很麻烦。
That is a little bit of trouble too.
这怎么办？
So what do we do?
对于这些难题，
towards these problems,
哎呀，圣经学者有很多不同的研究。
The biblical scholars have a lot of research about it.
他们有很多的讲法。
They have different sayings about it.
但是当我们来思想的时候，
But when we reflect on it,
哎，我们突然发现这实在是奇妙的安排啊。
We suddenly discover that this is a very amazing arrangement here.
你知道？
Do you know that?
西里那个一路上去啊。
Hilly and above.
他最后是一直到拿单。
Finally, we can trace him back to Nathan.
然后拿单的爸爸是大卫。
And Nathan's father is David.
而从雅各那边上去呢？
That if you trace from Jacob's line,
最后是找到了所罗门。
Finally, you can trace up to Solomon.
而所罗门的爸爸是大卫。
And Solomon's father is David.
这样子明白了没有？
Is this clear to you now? Do you understand?
两条线下来的。
There are two lines that come down separately.
为什么圣灵要这样子写？
Why is the Holy Spirit writing it this way?
圣灵可以把他们这两个家谱都写得一样。
The Holy Spirit can write these two genealogies in the same way.
难不难？
Exactly the same. Is it difficult?
不难啊。
It's not difficult at all.
但是神为什么要这样子写呢？
So why does God want to write it this way?
哎呀，这实在让我们看到说因为只有这样子写。
Because this let us see that only to write it this way,
耶稣基督才可以是唯一可能的弥赛亚。
And then Jesus can be the only possible Messiah.
稀奇啊。
This is amazing.
因为在路加这边所记的。
Because as recorded in the Luke,
他其实是讲玛利亚怎么来的。
He's talking about how Mary is traced down.
为什么要讲玛利亚是怎么来的呢？
Why do we have to talk about the line of Mary?
因为创世纪里面神最早应许弥赛亚的应许就是说是女人的后裔。
Because in the book of Genesis, God has promised in the earlier, His promise is that the Messiah is the descendant of a woman,
the seed of a woman.所以他要从玛利亚这边一直找上去。
So he has to trace all the way from Mary's side.
耶稣是唯一的一个女人的后裔。
Jesus is the only seed of a woman.
是没有男人就生出来的一个人。
That he's the one who is born without a man.
但是因为神应许他必须是大卫的后代。
But because God promised that he must be the descendant or seed of David.
所以玛利亚一定要是大卫的后裔。
Therefore, Mary has to be the descendant of David.
但是圣经里面又说耶稣是要继承王位的。
But the Bible also said that Jesus has to inherit the throne.
那如果要继承王位的话，也是要大卫的后裔。
Because if he has to inherit the throne, he also has to be the descendant of David.
但是有一个问题。
But there is a problem here.
继承王位的这一支不是每一个儿子都可以继承王位啊。
Inherit the throne is not applicable to every son.
必须要是所罗门这样子下来的才叫继承王位的。
It has to come from the line of Solomon, that's when he can inherit the throne.
但是有个麻烦呢。
But there is another trouble here.
为什么有麻烦呢？
Why?
因为耶利米书22章那里告诉我们啊。
It's in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 22, it tells us.
神刑罚这个耶哥尼亚。
God punished the Jeconiah,
就是约雅金王。
That is the King Josiah.
他的后代是没有一个人可以坐在宝座上的。
His descendant, not one of them can sit on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Brothers and sisters, did you see this?
所以按照圣经的预言，
So according to the prophecies of the Bible,
必须是 所罗门这样子一个支派下来的人才可以做弥赛亚。
It has to come down through the line of Solomon, and this person can be can be a Messiah.
因为他才有资格坐在王位上。
He is the only one who's qualified to sit on the throne.
但是这个后代的又不能够坐在王位上。
But then this descendant cannot sit on the throne.
因为神有一个咒诅。
Because God has a curse on it.
怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
所以你看这两个。
So when you're looking at these two genealogies,
啊, 你才发觉神奇妙的安排啊,
then you discover the amazing arrangement of God.
约瑟是所罗门这一个支派的。
Joseph comes from the line of Solomon.
从所罗门这样子一直下来的。
He's traced all the way down from Solomon.
所以如果没有那个咒诅, 他是应该有资格可以坐在宝座上的。
So without that curse, he would have been able to sit on the throne.
但是因为有那个咒诅,
because of the curse,
虽然他有继承权,
he has the right to inherit the throne,
但他不能够坐,
but he cannot sit on it.
那怎么办呢?
So what do we do?
所以要有一个人, 又可以有继承权,
then we need someone who has the right to inherit,
然后又可以坐在宝座上,
and also can sit on the throne.
因为他又不是那个支派的,
and then he doesn't come from that line.
那他怎么可能有这个继承权呢?
So how can he have that right?
约瑟娶了玛利亚。
Joseph married Mary.
所以按照继承权来讲,
so according to the right of inheritance,
耶稣有继承权,
Jesus has that right.
对不对?
Right?
但是因为在我血统来讲,
but because according to the bloodline,
耶稣不是他这个支派，这个这一系列下来的,
Jesus is not really come down from that line.
所以这个咒诅不能在他身上,
so that curse cannot apply to him.
那么你再问了，那两个名字不一样是怎么解释呢？
So then you will ask, so but the names are different, so what do we do?
啊，其实也很容易明白。
Actually, it's still very easy to understand.
因为在犹太人的风俗里面有一个很重要的风俗。
Because in the customs of the Israel, there's a very important custom.
就是如果哥哥死了没有生孩子，弟弟要帮他生孩子。
So if the older brother died without any children, his younger brother has a right to make sure that his wife has children.
生的孩子要做哥哥的名下。
The children that he has will come under the name of his elder brother.
这样懂了没有?
This way, do you understand?
所以那两个地方都跟这个有关系。
So these two areas are all related to this.
其实弟兄姊妹,
actually, brothers and sisters,
我们不需要来研究这个家谱。
We don't really need to study or research.
因为当新约圣经写出来的时候,
because when the New Testament wrote it,
犹太人的家谱当时还在。
The Jewish genealogy was actually there.
当时任何一个人都可以到圣殿去把犹太人的家谱找出来，看看你有没有乱写。
So any one of them could just go to the temple to find out the record and to see whether they are writing it accurately.
早期的教会,
in the earlier church,
当新约圣经写出来的时候,
when the New Testament was written,
从来没有一个人挑战 这一些家谱的可靠性,
not anyone ever challenged the reliability of these genealogies.
那个就给我们一个非常强的证据,
and that gives us a very strong proof.
让我们知道说圣经所写的这些家谱都是可靠的,
to show that these genealogies recorded in the Bible are reliable.
主后70年,
AD 70 after the Lord.
主后70年, 耶路撒冷城被烧了。
In 70 AD, the city of Jerusalem was burned.
犹太人的家谱也没有了。
The Jewish genealogy was gone.
所以今天任何一个人说他是弥赛亚,
so anyone who says that he's Messiah today,
没有证据可以支持他。
There is no proof to support him.
所以耶稣基督的降生呢,
so the birth of Jesus Christ,
不是随便的。
It's not a casual matter.
一定要那个时候啊。
It has to happen at that time.
太晚了就来不及了。
If it's too late, then it's not in time for it.
因为太晚了就没有家谱可以证明他了。
Because if it's too late, then there's no genealogy to support him.
我们实在稀奇，他真的是这一位奇妙的主。
We're truly amazed that he's this really real Lord.
在路加福音里面,
in the Gospel of Luke,
他也告诉我们说耶稣是神的儿子。
He also tells us that Jesus is the Son of God.
也告诉我们他是玛利亚的儿子。
It also tells us that is the son of Mary.
他又是神。
And he's God.
他又是人。
He's also man.
道成肉身。
Incarnation.
他是百分之百的神。
He's 100% man, God.
他是百分之百的人。
He's 100% man.
这个为什么这么重要？
Why is this so important?
为什么这么重要？
Why is it so important?
因为弟兄姊妹
Because brothers and sisters,
如果他不是人
If he is not man,
他不是百分之百的人
If he is not 100% man,
他就没有资格替人赎罪
Then he has no right to redeem man from sins.
如果他不是百分之百的神
But if he is not 100% God,
他就不能够赎所有人的罪
Then he cannot redeem the sins of all men.
他必须又是神
He must also be God.
他又必须又是人。
And also be man.
你想得懂吗？
Can you understand that?
我是想不懂。
I cannot understand that.
想不懂有什么关系呢？
But what does it matter if we don't understand it?
世界上有很多想不懂的事情，我们都可以接受的。
There are a lot of things in the world that we don't understand that we can accept.
我最喜欢用的例子。
My favorite example is.
就是光。
It's light.
请问你光是直线运动的还是曲线运动的？
Do you let me ask you whether the light is working a straight line or a crooked line?
Wave.
Wave.
In straight line or in wave? Both. 你想得懂吗？
It works both ways. Can you understand that?
怎么可能？
How can that be?
没有人想得懂。
No one can understand that.
我不知道问过多少物理学的教授。
I have asked a lot of professors of physics.
没有一个人讲得清楚。
Not one can explain to me clearly.
他只能跟你讲就是个样子。
They can only say, well, this is the way it is.
耶稣又是神又是人，你想不懂。
Jesus is God and is man. You cannot understand that. You can never understand that.
没关系。
But it doesn't matter.
他就是这个样子。
That's the way it is.
我们就可以接受。
Then we can accept it.
当我们看耶稣基督降生的事的时候
When we're looking at this fact of the birth of Jesus Christ
天使对那些牧羊人说
The angel said to the shepherds
你们要看见一个婴孩
You're going to see an infant
包着布
Wrapped in cloth
卧在马槽里
Lying in a manger
那就是记号了
And that is a sign
哎呀弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们中间有谁怕过婴孩的请举手
Is any one of us who's ever afraid of an infant, please raise your hand.
没有啊。
No.
有的。
There are people who is afraid.
他晚上哭的时候，你怕不怕他？
When the baby's crying at night, are you not afraid of him?
怕。
Yes, I'm afraid.
但是我们真的没有一个人说看到一个婴孩说，哇，好可怕。
But not any one of us, when you look at a baby, say, oh, this is so frightening.
但弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你知不知道在旧约里面的神是何等的可怕
Do you know that, how frightful is the God in the Old Testament?
不管在西乃山上百姓吓得半死
Whether it's in Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai where the people were so afraid
连牲畜都不能够靠近了
Even the animals cannot go near
就是到了大祭司一年一次为着百姓的罪到至圣所里面要不要吓得半死
Even when the high priest of, when it, once a year they come to the most holy place they're still afraid
所以脚上要绑一个铃铛啊
So they tie a little bell to their feet
然后绑一根绳子啊
And they buy a little rope to it
然后带着血进去了
And they bring some blood in there
知道为什么有铃铛吗
Do you know why they tie this ring, a bell there?
那没有声音的话就死在里面了。
Because if there's no more ringing sound, that means he died in there.
那为什么要有绳子呢
？So why do we have a rope?
因为没有人敢进去啊，就把他拖出来。
Because no one would dare to go into the most holy place. They would just pull him out.
如果有人讲说，哎，你今天可以去看一看神。
If someone tells you that today you can go look at the God.
以色列人吓死了。
The Israelites they were so.
没有一个人敢去哦。
No one has the courage to go.
这一位神
This God
如今成了一个婴孩
Today it becomes an infant
弟兄姊妹你能够明白吗
Brothers and sisters, can you understand that?
让我们可以亲近他
So that we can go near to him
让我们不再需要惧怕他
So that we can no longer be fearful
但当我读到这里的时候
But when I read up to here,
我的心里面实在有一个很深的感触
I have very deep feelings inside me.
这个小婴孩
This little infant
那个布包的
That is wrapped in cloth.
生在哪里、啊、
Where was he born?
哪里啊马槽里面
He was born in a stable.
哎，马槽里面卫生怎么样
What's the hygienic condition in the stable?
很脏哦。
It's very dirty.
很臭哦。
It's very smelly.
哎，小婴孩生在这个又脏又臭的地方，危险不危险
？Is it dangerous for a small infant to be born in a smelly and dirty stable?
危险不危险
？Is it dangerous? You think?
危险哦。
It is very dangerous.
细菌就可以要他的命，对不对
？Because the germs just can kill him.
什么人都可以要他的命啊
Anyone can kill him.
一个马不小心踩一脚就完了
If a horse is not careful, just try to stamp on him, he can kill him.
弟兄姊妹，你明白了没有
Brothers and sisters, you understand?
你有没有想过天父的心啊
Have you ever thought about the heart of our Heavenly Father?
他最爱的独生儿子
His most beloved only son.
他把他送到地上来
He sent him to the world.
做个小 baby,
and become a small infant,
随时可以被人家欺负
that he can be abused by anyone,
随时有生命的危险
that his life is in danger in any moment,
你知道天父的心是什么样的心吗
do you know what our Heavenly Father's heart may be like?
有些弟兄姊妹知道我女儿在大陆
some brothers and sisters know that my daughter is in China now,
弟兄姊妹也知道我不喜欢她在大陆。
And brothers and sisters know that I don't like the fact that she goes to China.
所以我常常祷告。
So I always pray.
看神什么时候叫她回来。
To see when God will send her back.
我每次想到她在中国。
Every time when I think of the fact that she's in China.
她有多少的危险。
How much danger she is in.
我里面很难过。
Inside me, I'm very sad.
但是我永远忘不了。
But I can never forget.
在今年 SARS 闹得最厉害的时候。
This year when SARS was in its worst moment.
我一直祷告。
I was praying all the time.
我一直打电话给她。
I kept calling her on the phone.
我希望她快点回来。
I was hoping that she would come back quickly.
他走不开。
But she couldn't leave.
我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly.
那天我打电话给她。
That day when I called her.
我说女儿啊。
I said daughter.
现在 SARS 已经不得了了。
So SARS is really to at the extreme worst moment now.
我要你现在就买飞机票就回来。
I want you to buy an air ticket and fly back now.
她在那边回答我一句话。
And she replied to me on the other side of the line.
她说 Daddy.
She said Daddy.
就算我现在愿意听你的话回来。
Even if I'm willing to listen to you and come back now.
我也回不来了。
I still can't make it.
我说怎么了
I said, what happened?
她说我们公司现在早上晚上中午一天三次要量每一个人的体温。
So in our company, morning, noon, and night, three times a day, they have to measure everyone's temperature.
我们住的地方，所有进出的人都要量体温。
The place where we live, everyone who comes and goes has to be, the temperature has to measure for them.
每一个火车站，每一个飞机场进出的人都要量体温。
In every railroad station and the airports, everyone has to have their temperature measured.
他说 ：“Daddy， 我昨天开始发烧。”
She said, "Daddy, yesterday I started to have develop a fever."
弟兄姊妹，你能够明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, can you understand that?
我在神的面前问神。
In front of God, I ask him.
我说他怎么可以这个时候发烧
？How can she develop a fever at this time?
他说：“如果明天烧还不退
，She said if by tomorrow my fever is still not receding,
他们会送我去医院。
They will send me to the hospital.
会把我隔离。
And they will isolate me.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know?
好人送到那里隔离都可能有问题。
Even a healthy person who's sent there for in isolation, there still be maybe problems.
我那个时候在神面前，我实在不知道怎么办。
So at that time in front of God, I really didn't know what to do.
我跪在他的面前祷告。
I knelt in front of him and I prayed.
我问主。
I asked the Lord.
是你叫这个孩子去中国侍奉你的。
You're the one who sent this child to China to serve you.
你为什么让他这个样子
？Why do you let him become like this?
在我的祷告里面。
In my prayer.
神在我的心中
The God in my heart
就让我想起这一节圣经
He reminds me of this verse of the Bible
神让我看到
God lets me see
你爱你的女儿
That you love your daughter
你不舍得她到一个危险的地方去
You're not willing to let her to go to a dangerous place
我更爱我的儿子。
I more so do I love my son.
但是我送他到人间来。
But I send him to the world.
你的女儿会没有事。
Your daughter will recover. She'll be all right.
但是我的儿子。
But my son.
会为你们死在十字架上。
He will die for you in the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
每一次当我们想到主道成肉身的时候
Every time when we think of our Lord becoming flesh
让我们记得
Let us remember one thing
神父是用什么样的爱来爱我们
God the Father is using what kind of love to love us
神是如此的爱世界上的人
God so loved the people in the world.
他甚至于把他的独生爱子赐给他们。
That he gave them his one and only begotten son.
叫一切信他的。
So that all those who believe in him.
不至灭亡。
May not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
道成肉身。
The incarnation.
让我们认识什么叫父的爱。
Shows us the love of our Heavenly Father.
道成肉身。
The incarnation.
也告诉我们。
Tells us also.
什么叫做耶稣基督的心。
What is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ?
保罗在腓立比书那里告诉我们
Paul in the book of Philippians tells us
第二章
In chapter 2
第六节第七节
verses 6 and 7
他本有神的形象
He is in the image of God
不以自己与神同等为强夺
That he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped
反倒虚己
That he made himself nothing
取了奴仆的形象
Taking the very nature of a servant,
成为人的样子
and he being made in human likeness,
既有人的样子
and being found in appearance as a man,
就自己卑微
he humbled himself,
存心顺服
and he became obedient,
以至于死
to death, even death on,
且死在十字架
even death on a cross.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督的心思
The heart of Jesus Christ, the mind of Jesus Christ,
跟我们的心思不太一样
is not the same as our mind.
我们如果今天没有什么东西
if we don't have anything today,
我们还很想抓到一点什么东西
we still want to grab something.
耶稣基督他本来与神同等
but our Lord Jesus is actually equal with God.
他却不紧紧地抓在他的手上
but he did not try to grab it.
他能够让他能愿意放下来
He is willing to give it up.
我们今天这些人
Today we people
我们里面实在没有什么好的
There is nothing good in us.
但是我们还不舍得把它倒空出来
But we still not willing to empty it.
当个宝啊
We we think it's treasure.
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ,
在他里面,
in him,
所有的丰富,
all the abundance,
所有的荣耀,
all the glories,
所有一切神的美丽,
all the beauties and majesty of God.
他全部都愿意倒空,
he was willing to empty them.
取了奴仆的形象,
he is taking the image, the very nature of a servant.
有读圣经的人告诉我们,
those who read the Bible tell us,
这个取了,
is it the taking?
有一点像什么呢?
It's a little bit like what?
有一点像我们去买菜的时候,
it's just like when we go to buy vegetables.
我们买水果,
or when we buy fruits.
我们都会挑,
we will choose.
选我们喜欢的,
we choose those that we like.
有一个弟兄他讲到这段圣经的时候,
there's a brother when he talks about these verses in the Bible.
他说这个最像就是姐妹去买衣服,
it's just, this is very much like the sisters going to buy clothes.
不知道这里的姐妹是不是这样的,
I don't know whether the sisters here are like this.
穿上去,
you put it on,
脱下来,
and then you remove
穿上去,
it, you take, put another one on,
脱下来,
and then you remove it again.
是不是这样子?
Is it the way you are?
左挑右挑, 左看右看, 转过来, 后面看, 自己看完还叫别人看。
You choose and you choose and then you put it on and you turn around, you look at it yourself and you want someone else to help you to look at you.
终于选到一件配得过你的衣服穿。
So finally you choose one that you feel is worthy of you to wear.
耶稣基督好像也在那里选。
And our Lord Jesus Christ seemed to be choosing there.
他要到地上来做人。
But he wants to become man on earth.
他要选一个样子,
he wants to choose an image.
你跟我很遗憾,
and you and I really with regrets.
我们生下来没得选,
we are born without any choice.
你也不能选长高一点,
you cannot choose to be taller.
你也不能选漂亮一点,
you cannot choose to be more pretty.
你也不能够选聪明一点,
you cannot choose to be more clever.
我小的时候很穷,
when I was small, I was very poor.
所以我那个时候常常跟神祷告,
so in those days I constantly prayed to God.
怎么没有让我生在一个有钱人的家里?
How is it that you didn't let me be born in a wealthy family?
没得选,
there's no choice, you cannot choose.
耶稣基督可以选,
Jesus Christ can choose.
他选来选去,
he kept choosing.
左挑右选,
after much consideration,
他终于看上了一个身份,
finally, he chose an identity.
是什么?
What is it?
奴仆,
servant.
奴仆, 取了奴仆,
he taking the very nature of a servant.
哎呀, servant 太客气了,
servant is too nice a word.
Slave,
it should be slave.
你要选这个吗?
Do you want to choose that?
你要选什么?
What would you choose?
弟兄姊妹,你今天在教会里面选什么角色?
Brothers and sisters, what role are you choosing in the church today?
你在选什么角色?
What role are you choosing in the church today?
今天有一些人在教会里面选什么角色呢?
Today, what are some roles that people are choosing in the church?
消费者角色,
the consumer's role.
懂不懂什么叫消费者?
Do you understand what that means?
这边新开了一家中国餐厅,
this side it has a new Chinese restaurant that is just opened.
去看看装潢怎么样,
let's go to see what the decorations are like.
看看他这个服务的态度怎么样,
to see what the attitude of services are.
看看他的菜做得怎么样,
to see what their recipes are like.
再看看他的价钱怎么样,
to look at the prices.
如果什么都满我的意,
if everything is satisfactory to me,
就多来吃两次,
then I'll come more often.
那如果有一样不满足我呢?
But if there's some area that is not satisfying to me,
我就不来了,
then I won't come.
你们教会有没有这种人?
Do you have people like that in church?
消费者,
that's called consumer.
还有一些人比较好一点,
there are people who are slightly better.
他们选了一个角色,
they choose a role.
他们要在教会里面 服侍神。
They want to serve God in the church.
一个人在地上服侍神。
A person who's serving God on earth.
他要努力啊。
He has to work hard.
怎么努力呢
？How?
怎么努力呢
？How to do that? How to work hard?
他就想。
So he thinks.
这个教会里面怎么样才可以做得比较大一点呢
？How can we enlarge this church? We can make it bigger.
怎么样我可以从一个平信徒变成一个比较有身份被人家重视的人呢
？How can I become from a common believer to be a person that was more respected and has a higher position?
你选什么角色
？What kind of role would you choose?
还有一种角色。
There is another role.
这种人就叫做批评指教者。
There is this person is called one is criticizing and teaching.
哦，他很厉害。
He's really very good.
住在 Boston 有一个老传道人。
There is an old preacher in Boston.
我不知道他是不是还在这个世界上。
I don't know whether he's still in this world.
叫王氏王老弟兄。
He's called Brother Wang.
到主那里是吧？已经走了。
Oh, he has already left to be with the Lord.
他还在地上的时候。
When he was in this world.
还有一次来我们教会讲道。
One time he came to preach in our church.
我负责接待他。
I was responsible for receiving him.
我中午就请他出去吃饭。
So at noontime I invited him to have lunch.
想顺便跟他有点交通。
So also to have some sharings with him.
我就问他说，到点菜的时候。
So when I was trying to order from the menu.
我说你喜欢吃什么菜啊
？I asked him what he likes to eat.
他说牧师肉。
Pastor's meat.
我听不懂。
I didn't understand what he was saying.
我说没听过这道菜。
I said I've never heard of something like that.
他说每一个教会礼拜天中午下午都有这道菜。
He said in every church in on Sunday afternoon there is this on the menu.
我什么意思啊
？I asked him what that means.
他你们教会没有啊
？Don't you have that in the church? He said.
他说听完道回去就把牧师炒一炒。
He said, "When you after hear the preaching, you go home and then you stir fry a little of the pastor."
看看他今天这个笑话讲的好不笑不好笑。
You look at him to see whether his joke is funny today.
他今天讲这个故事是不是有意思
？To see whether his story is meaningful.
讲的好点点头。
If it's good, then you nod your head.
讲的不好就是什么呀
If it's not good, then he said, "What is that?"
他说这道菜就叫做牧师肉。
So this particular dish is called the pastor's meat.
我说这个餐厅没有。
I said in this restaurant they don't have that.
他说那就来个木须肉吧。
So there is another dish that sounds very similar.
虽然老弟兄是在开玩笑。
Although this older brother was only joking.
却实在说出多少时候我们在主面前的心态。
But it actually tells of a lot of time our attitude before the Lord, our minds before the Lord.
如果你来选
，If you are to choose，
你在你的家里选什么角色
？In your home, what kind of role are you choosing？
我结婚的时候，我选了一个角色。
When I got married, I chose a role.
你们做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫。
You wife has to submit your husband.
所以他每一次不听话，我就翻圣经给他看。
So every time when she did not obey me, I will open the Bible and show her.
我要做头。
I have to be the head.
这是我选的角色。
This is the role that I chose.
你选什么角色
？What do you choose?
主耶稣选了一个角色。
Lord Jesus chose a role.
他做奴仆。
He became a slave.
你在教会里面选什么角色
？In your church, what role do you play?
你在家里选什么角色
？In your home, what role do you choose?
你在团契里面你选了什么角色
？In your fellowship group, what role do you play?
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
如果耶稣基督这样子选
，If the Lord Jesus choose it that way.
我们应该怎么选呢
How do we choose?
末了，我们再看一个地方。
In the end, let's look at another area.
约翰一书第一章。
In First John chapter one.
论到从起初原有的生命之道。
That which was from the beginning.
就是我们所听见所看见
which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes,
亲眼看过亲手摸过的
which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched.
第三节
In verse 3,
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们
we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督道成了肉身
Jesus Christ became flesh
他是从起初原有的生命之道
It's from the beginning of the life, the word of life
就是要让我们可以听得见看得见
So that we can hear and we can see
今天很多人喜欢做梦去听耶稣
Today a lot of people want to dream in listening to Jesus
做梦去看耶稣
In dreaming to look at Jesus
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你要看耶稣吗
Do you want to look at Jesus?
你要听耶稣吗
Do you want to hear Jesus?
就一个地方
There's only one place
成了肉身的道
The word that became flesh
也就是写下来的道
That is the word that is recorded here
你要看耶稣
Do you want to see Jesus?
你要到圣经里面看
You have to see him in the Bible
你要听耶稣
Do you want to hear Jesus?
你要到圣经里面来听。
You have to come to the Bible to hear him.
只有圣灵。
Only the Holy Spirit.
把圣经向我们打开。
That he can open the Bible to us.
我们才看得见他。
That's when we can see him.
我们才听得见他。
That's when we can hear him.
因为他道成了肉身。
Because he became flesh.
因为他实实在在地进入到我们的历史里面。
Because he truly came into our history.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天怎么传福音
Today, how do we share the gospel?
我们很多时候传福音就是讲我们的经历
A lot of time when we're sharing the gospel, we just simply talk about our experiences.
特别有一些人的经历又很吸引人
So, especially for some people whose experiences are very attracting to people.
但是我告诉你一件事
But let me tell you one thing.
基督徒有经历
Christians have experience.
佛教徒也有经历
Even the Buddhists, they have experience.
新时代他们那些人有经历
In the new age, the people, they have experiences
印度教的人有经历
The Hindus, they also have experiences
回教人有经历
The Muslim, they also have experiences
不信主的人他也有经历
Even the non-believers have experiences
讲经历不能够把人真的带到基督面前
Just simply talking about experience cannot bring people to Christ
只有我们亲眼看见亲手摸过的耶稣能够给人真正的得救
Only the Jesus that we have seen with our own eyes that we can touch can save people.
但愿圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
如果我们自己没看见过，没听见过。
If we ourselves have not seen and we have not heard.
我们传什么福音？
What kind of gospel are we preaching or sharing?
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这一位从亘古到永远，他是神的这一位。
This person who's from everlasting to everlasting, he is God.
这一位满了神一切荣耀的那一位。
This person who's full of the glories of God.
这一位跟所有我们所能够明白的人事物完全不一样的那一位。
This person who's entirely different from all the things and materials that we can understand.
因为他是永恒的。
Because he's eternal.
他如今把自己缩小，缩小，再缩小。
Now he has reduced himself and reduced himself.
取了奴仆的形象
Taken the image of a slave
让我们可以听见他
So that we can hear him
让我们可以看见他
So that we can see him
让我们可以明白他是我们的主
So that we can understand that he is our Lord
他是我们的救主
He is our Savior
更让我们明白他是何等的爱我们
And let us understand how much he loves us
并且让我们知道怎么在地上过一个像人的生活
So that we know how to live like a real person on earth
一个像人的生活乃是一个谦卑的生活
A person who lives like a real man is a humble life
并且给了我们一个极大的恩典
And gives us a great gift
让我们可以宣扬他的福音
So that we can proclaim his gospel
我们感谢他
We thank him
我们祷告
Let's pray
人的话可以过去
Men's word will pass
但是父啊
the Father.
但愿你宝座前的七灵。
May the
seven spirits.
Seven spirits in you in front of your throne.
能够继续在我们里面说更多的话。
Can continue to speak more words to us in us.
说超过我们所能领会的话。
To speak the words that are surpassing what we can understand.
让我们真知道他。
That we may truly know him.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.